welcome to Addressing Alaskans, a program capturing community conversations in South Central Alaska. Join us each week on KSKA Anchorage and travel to different spots throughout our community to listen to local groups gathered to discuss what matters to Alaskans. This week, former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Recorded yesterday at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage, Justice O'Connor spoke on revitalizing civic education in America. The event opened with the Alaska Flag Song sung by Cindy Ducey, Moira Smith, Jim Powell, and Sean Campbell. Then, Alaska Supreme Court Justice Walter Carpinetti welcomed everyone to the reception for Sandra Day O'Connor.
The stars of gold on a field of blue, Alaska's flag, may it mean to you the blue of the sea, the evening sky, the mountain lakes, and the flowers nearby, the the early sourdough streams, the precious gold of the hills and streams, the brilliant stars in the northern sky, the bear, the dipper, and shining high, the great North Star with its steady light, o'er land and sea, a beacon bright. Alaska's flag to Alaska's dear, the simple flag of the last frontier.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks to the choir for such a wonderful opening to tonight's program. I really can't think of a better way to begin, and thanks to all of you for being here. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has spoken tirelessly of the need to educate our young people for citizenship, and in so doing, she's been a great inspiration to me, to the many civic leaders who joined us, and hopefully through the magic of videotape, which I'll explain in a moment, to more than 2,000 Anchorage students who will have the unique opportunity to hear her speak. Of course, as probably most of you, maybe all of you know, the plan was for her to speak to those more than 2,000 students directly today, and then nature intervened, the windstorm caused the closure of the schools, and really elaborate programs at both Central Middle School and at Anchorage West High had to be canceled. But we did kind of an impromptu program midday at the court building. It was videotaped, and we hope that we'll be able to prevail upon the schools to at least transmit some of that information to the students. Well, we're here tonight to honor Justice O'Connor as a great American whose contributions to our justice system and to our democracy as a whole are really legendary. But we're also here to reflect on the message that she brings to us, that too many Americans do not understand how our democratic form of government works, and that without a better understanding, its strength and its very survival may be at risk. Justice O'Connor has said, and I quote, "A healthy democracy depends on the participation of citizens, and that participation is learned behavior. It doesn't just happen." She's called upon all of us to do what we can to foster civic learning, and I'm hoping that tonight we can all rise to this critical challenge. When Justice O'Connor invited me to serve as Alaska Chair for iCivics, the online civics education program she founded, I gladly accepted. And I try to put into every set of public remarks I make the following. It's iCivics at icivics.org. You should visit it, and you should get your kids to visit it, icivics.org. Fostering civic education has long been a priority of the Alaska Supreme Court, and we're always looking for programs that work. That's why we support Color of Justice, the outreach program, and Supreme Court Live, the program that takes real oral arguments into our high schools, and many other programs. The more I learn about iCivics, the more convinced I am that it can motivate young people in our state to learn more about their government, and in doing so, to become better citizens. So tonight, it's fitting that we pay tribute to Justice O'Connor for the amazing contributions that she's made to our history and to the ideals of justice and equality in this country. But it's also essential that we pay tribute to her vision for our future. Only through education, through day-to-day civic learning, can we ensure that our children inherit a country that lives up to its founders' dreams. A country of the people, and by the people, and for the people. Thank you, Justice O'Connor, for your continued service to American ideals. Today's activities would not have been possible without the strong support of the Alaska Bar Association. Here to welcome everyone on behalf of the Alaska legal community is Hannah Siebold of Juneau, the president of the Bar Association's Board of Governors. Hannah.
Good evening and welcome to everybody. The first judge I appeared in front of had emblazoned across his bench, brevity is next to godliness. And because of that, I will not take up a lot of time. I just want to, on behalf of the Alaska Bar Association, welcome everyone. I'm so glad everyone could come. We would also like to thank the court system for allowing us to participate in such a wonderful program. And I would also like to thank Sandra Day O'Connor for coming, and we hope we can get her back for other iCivic programs. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Hannah. I'd like to now offer greetings from our two United States senators who unfortunately are unable to be with us tonight, but who have sent special messages that I'd like to share. First, Senator Lisa Murkowski writes, quote, "For decades, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has been a role model for women and men interested in public service. After retiring from active work on the United States Supreme Court, she launched iCivics, an initiative to educate young people about the workings of their government and encourage active participation in civic affairs. Alaskans have long believed that one person can make a difference and huge advances can be made when people come together. Civic engagement is in our collective DNA. I cannot think of a community which is more ready for iCivics, and the program is a welcome addition to Alaska's strong base of civic institutions and commitment to the democratic process," end quote. And Senator Mark Begich also sends his regards as follows. Quote, "Justice O'Connor had an amazing career as a U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Now we are honored to have her visit Alaska to help engage future generations in understanding our government. iCivics is a great online program to help young people learn more about how our government works and different ways to become involved in our democracy. Justice O'Connor realizes the importance of engaging our youth in a way they understand. Young people will be the leaders of our country soon. Making sure they are educated is the foundation for creating the passion and commitment necessary to move our country forward." Close quote. And so our thanks go out to Senator Murkowski and Senator Begich for their good wishes. Now, I'd like to invite to the podium Chief Justice Dana Fabe, who will introduce our special guest. Like Justice O'Connor, Chief Justice Fabe is a trailbreaker. I know she's dying to get up here, but I have to say something about her. Dana Fabe is an incredible trailbreaker. She's the first woman to serve on the Alaska Supreme Court and the first woman to serve as Alaska's Chief Justice. She is now in her third term as Chief of our state's highest court. Chief Justice Fabe.
Well, it's my honor this evening to introduce someone who really needs no introduction. Whether we hail from the legal profession, the judiciary, or the community at large, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has been a legend to most of us for over 30 years. She was born in Texas, raised on a cattle ranch in Arizona, where she loved the wide open country of the desert Southwest. As a child, she wanted to grow up to be a rancher, because that was the life she knew and loved. But as we all know, she didn't stay down on the ranch. After graduating from high school at the age of 16, she attended Stanford University, where she received her bachelor's degree in 1950 and her law degree in 1952. Yet despite a stellar academic record in college and graduating third in her law school class, private law firms refused to hire her because she was a woman. Undaunted, she took legal jobs in the public sector, first in California and then in Germany, before settling in Arizona with her husband John in the late 1950s. From 1958 to 1960, she worked in private practice, and then from 1965 to 1969, she served as an assistant attorney general in Arizona. And in 1969, she entered politics, being first appointed to a vacancy in the Arizona Senate, and later being elected to two terms. During her tenure in elected office, she became the first woman to serve as Senate Majority Leader, a historic role that foretold what would soon become a pattern. In 1975, Justice O'Connor turned her attention from the legislative branch to the judicial branch, first as a trial court judge in Maricopa County and later as an appellate judge. And it was while serving on the Arizona Court of Appeals in 1981 that she made history once again, this time on a national and international scale. President Ronald Reagan nominated her to the United States Supreme Court, and she was confirmed in the United States Senate by a vote of 99-0, becoming the 102nd justice on our nation's highest court and the first woman. For nearly 25 years, she served the people of this country with great distinction. And since her retirement in 2006, she's continued a remarkable record of public service. Today, she joins us to stress the importance of civic education, but she also serves as a tireless advocate for judicial independence and for other worthy causes. And she continues to serve as an incredible role model to so many of us, young and old alike. As a woman judge, I've gained my strength from the women pioneers like Justice O'Connor who've gone before me, who've blazed a path for me despite the significant personal sacrifices that their struggles entailed. Justice O'Connor worked for a world where doors would be open to all of us who came after her to use our talents, intellect, and skills in service to our communities because she had confidence in the women judges who followed her. Justice O'Connor was a trailblazer for all of us. As the first woman on the United States Supreme Court, she brought a woman's life experience to the court and enhanced it with a more full spectrum light. But she once famously said that the significance of her appointment is not that I will decide cases as a woman, but that I am a woman who will get to decide cases. She recognized that she was blazing a special trail in the path to equality. But for her, what mattered was her commitment to the law. The power I exert on the court, she once said, depends on the power of my arguments, not my gender. The example she set and the encouragement she gave others who followed cannot be underestimated. All of us know how small acts of kindness and support affect us and how important they are to the successes and joys that fill our lives and our professions. One of Justice O'Connor's greatest legacies to me are her small acts of courage and commitment that have made the path to the judiciary so much easier for other women lawyers to follow. Today, I know I have meaningful work and a career that I love because Justice O'Connor was never satisfied to rest alone at the pinnacle of our justice system. She reached out in the way of all great leaders to help raise others up too. So it's with great respect and deep gratitude that I welcome Justice O'Connor back to Alaska. Justice O'Connor.
Now sit down. I'm not going to speak long, but you better sit down anyway. And it's so nice to be here, and Justice Fabe, Chief Justice Fabe, has been such a good companion and a good organizer for this trip. And the reason we got public schools in America was because the framers of our Constitution thought we needed, they had created something useful, and we needed to teach every succeeding generation how our government worked. That was their notion. And they thought we needed public schools to do that. They were right. We did need it, we still need it, and it's terribly important. And it's important that all of you in Alaska be supportive of the notion of including in public school education, education in civics, how our government functions and how young people can be part of it. And it's so exciting to see what happens when you do introduce young people to what they can accomplish if they get an idea and take it to the right decision makers and see something happen. It's really fun. So don't stop that effort here in Alaska. It works, and the kids need to learn how they can be instrumental in seeking constructive activities and change in their own society, and you need to help them do that. Alaska's a great state. I like it a lot. It's wonderful, and I'm always so glad to be here. Of course, when it rains all the time, you think, well, there's a room for a little Arizona sunshine up there, too. And I love to now and then catch a fish, so I'm going to go try to do that tomorrow somewhere, see if we can get a fish to bite. Probably can. You've got a lot of them up here. So it's really nice to be here. And I was disappointed today because I had looked forward to meeting with a lot of students at West High. And one of the other high schools, we had made plans and they had developed a program about my life and all that stuff. Well, it rained so much that schools were closed. How about that? I'm sure the students relished that, but I didn't. I looked forward to meeting them. So you'll have to tell them for me and arrange another occasion when I can actually meet with the students. Of course, by that time, these will all have graduated, but nonetheless, I like your Alaska students, and I love being here and being with all of you and in encouraging you to keep up programs that get young people involved. When they learn that they can propose some public activity that is something they would like to see have happen and can prevail, it's a life-changing event. I mean, maybe it's just getting a new bike path someplace or some activity that young people care about and you show them how they can be part of making it happen. It's really great because they learn immediately how they can be effective in getting things to happen, and that will be a life-changing experience and beneficial for the whole community. So don't stop with that kind of activity here in Alaska. And don't stop inviting me back, because I didn't get to go to West High today, and I need to do that. I think that's where we were meeting, isn't that right? And didn't get to do it because of the rain. But next time you can slow down the rain and invite me back to West High, okay? But I think I'm from Arizona, as you know, and there's something about the western states, Alaska shares it too, of being committed to having good public projects and getting people involved and being part of our government. We care about it in Arizona. I think you care about it in Alaska, and it makes a difference. So thanks so much for being here tonight and being part of this. And try to be creative and think of ways in which you can get Alaskan young people to engage in some projects that will show them how effective they can be and how satisfying it is to encourage some new program that they can be involved in doing, because it is satisfying. And I hope that next time we won't get rain cancellations and that I'll get to visit with all of you as we go along. I even saw a law school classmate of mine here tonight. How about that? That goes back a ways. But anyway, thank all of you so much for all you're doing in encouraging civics education. It does matter, and you do have to teach every generation how they can be part of it. It's not something you inherit through the gene pool. You have to learn it, but it's worth teaching it and it's worth learning it. So many thanks for being here and being part of it and staying on top of it as we go forward. I'm trying to do it with some programs for iCivics in all 50 states. We have chair people now in every one of the 50 states, and many are really carrying on some good programs, and I hope we'll see some very good results long term from that effort, and I know you will here in Alaska. Thank you for being here tonight, and I hope I get to visit with at least some of you while I'm here, and I'm just delighted to see you here, and thank you for your help.
Well, I feel like I'm going out on a limb, but I think Justice O'Connor, in effect, authorized this. Hannah Siebold, on behalf of the Bar Association, some months ago, sent her an invitation to come to our next bar meeting in 2013, and she responded to me when I wrote, and she said, well, I'll be there in September, and let's talk about it then. And up until about 5 minutes ago, I thought, well, I'm not going to mention coming back with this weather, but since it's going to be in Juneau, and it almost never rains in Juneau, Justice O'Connor. I'll put forward the invitation again and give you some time to think more about it. I want to thank Justice O'Connor for reminding us that democracy isn't a given in this world. It's something we must all work hard to sustain and protect. Before we close tonight's program, we'd like to pay tribute to a special group of people here tonight who have helped further Justice O'Connor's vision for improved civic learning and engagement. Last year, I visited a middle school in Petersburg with other judges in Southeast to celebrate Law Day, and we played the iCivics game Supreme Decision. I think there were 6 iCivics games then. I think there's 16 or 17 now. It's really an incredible program. It's iCivics.org. Anyway, with each of the classes, and it was really a fun day, and both the students and the judges learned a lot. So when Justice O'Connor accepted my invitation last year to visit Alaska, we knew that the best way to prepare up here would be by playing iCivics games. So last spring, we invited all the middle schools in Anchorage to enter what was called the iCivics Middle School Challenge. They received points for the number of games, number of classes that played a number of games, each judicial branch game, and they received extra credit for inviting a lawyer or a judge to play the Supreme Decision game with them. The 5 schools with the top points were then entered into a drawing at our last Law Day luncheon at the bar convention, and Central Middle School of Science won the drawing, and the plan was for today, the students, faculty, and staff there, to host Justice O'Connor on her visit. It was a really full program, visiting the computer lab, playing the games again, etc. Of course, that didn't happen, as I mentioned to you earlier, but tonight we would like to honor all of the schools that took part because all of them demonstrated a strong commitment to civic learning and to fostering the goal of good citizenship. So please join me in recognizing the following educators in our community as I invite them to come to the stage to join Justice O'Connor. I'm going to go through these names rather quickly, but please, I would ask each of these educators who are here to come forward. From Central Middle School, Laura Fitzgerald, Amber Myers, Jessica Wilhelm, and Joe Zawadny. From Clark Middle School, Principal Cecily Williams and teachers Lakita Banks, Brenda Cheaton, and Kevin Ratliff. From Greening Middle School, Principal Bobby Jeffs and teachers Vicky Oddy, Michelle O'Leary, and Tanya Shakov. From Henshaw Middle School, Principal Julie Neal and teachers Leah Dubber, Jason Nelson, and Susan Maleka. And finally, from Mears Middle School, Principal Michael Perkins and teachers Amber Rood, Holly Marcotte, and Tony Mercer. I want to say to all of the teachers and principals and all of your schools, we extend our utmost thanks. Please keep up the good work you're doing to bring civic learning opportunities to your students. Finally, I would like to thank all of the co-sponsors of Justice O'Connor's visit who've worked so hard to make today's event possible: the Alaska Court System, the Alaska Bar Association, and the Anchorage School District. We extend our gratitude as well to the staff of iCivics for their tremendous help and guidance, and Barb Hood of the Alaska Court System, who produced and directed three different events today, is owed a huge debt of gratitude, and especially for doing an awful lot of scrambling to put on an event at 1:30 that wasn't on the program, and I think came off reasonably well. And of course, finally, this remarkable day would not have been possible without the amazing and tireless dedication of our guest of honor, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Justice O'Connor, I assure you that your wisdom and inspiration will remain with all of us, and that we will take to heart what you have shared for our generation and for generations to come. Again, thank you very much.
This is KSKA Anchorage, and you've been listening to Addressing Alaskans with former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, followed by Alaska Supreme Court Justice Walter Carpinetti. Justice O'Connor spoke on revitalizing civic education in America at a reception hosted by the Alaska Court System and the Alaska Bar Association at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage on September 5th, 2012. You can download today's program or subscribe to free podcasts of Addressing Alaskans at alaskapublic.org. To let us know about an upcoming community event that you would like to hear on Addressing Alaskans, just go to alaskapublic.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. Addressing Alaskans' theme song, Trampolines, is by Patrick Lee. This has been a production of KSKA Public Radio in Anchorage, Alaska. For KSKA, I'm Kristen Spack. Thanks for listening.